Our Bible reading today is on faithfulness, and it's found in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 23. And if you're using a church Bible, you'll find it on page 994. The parable of the bags of gold. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold, to another, 2 bags, and to another one, 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. And the man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. And master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. And this is the word of the Lord.
And Janet's going to speak to us, so we're just going to pray for Janet and for ourselves as we hear God's word unpacked for us. Father, thank you for your word, that your word brings life, that your word brings freedom. Father, we pray for Janet this morning, that she would know your word spoken to her and that she would speak that to us. Father, we pray for each one of us, that we would hear your word and that we would know how to live that out in the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Neil. That's great. As was said earlier, today is a special day because it is the very first time that Neil is going to preside at communion. He was ordained on Sunday morning. Some of us were there on a pretty hot Sunday morning. And so he'll be taking communion later. I had a wry smile when I read the first verse of the last hymn. Did anyone else? Neil's surname is Shepherd. Okay? Faithful Shepherd, feed me in the pastures green. Faithful shepherd, lead me where your steps are seen. So, Neil, we're looking forward to it. This time last year, I was in America, and I had the privilege of going up to the Yellowstone National Park because there's something I'd always wanted to see, and that was Old Faithful Geyser. Has anyone here seen Old Faithful? It's a geyser which is very, very reliable, and it spews out all this very, very hot water in a sort of steam in a cloud high up in the ground. And it does it roughly every 65 minutes, so just over an hour. So when you go into the visitor center, there's a sign that says the next eruption is due at, and it gives you a time, then it says plus or minus 10 minutes. And people look at the sign and they all rush and they sit on the benches and they wait and they wait. And sometime within that margin, the geyser suddenly erupts. And it's called Old Faithful because it faithfully erupts at very regular intervals. Now, within that national park, there are other geysers that are bigger, there are others that are more spectacular, but none of them is as reliable as Old Faithful. If you ever get the chance, go and have a look at it. We're thinking about faithfulness this morning. It's the seventh fruit of the Spirit. And over these last few weeks, we've been thinking about how, as we are grounded and rooted in Jesus, the fruit grow. The closer we are to God, as we abide in him, the fruit will grow. As we become more like Christ, the fruit appear. Faith and faithfulness, it can mean trustworthiness or reliability, being steadfast, being honest, being firm. We talk about a faithful person, somebody full of faith, someone who is very dependable. And so today I simply want to think about the fact that God is faithful. And secondly, that we are called to be faithful in big things, but also in small things. So first, God is faithful. God is steadfast. His love is unfailing. There were so many verses and psalms and passages I could have chosen for today. God never changes. In the prayers, as Please Brown reminded us, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is faithful in the good times and the bad. He's faithful through the storms of life. We believe God is who he says he is, despite those storms of life. The first song is actually one of my absolute favourites, Faithful One, So Unchanging. And if you look at the words of that first hymn, it says, Lord, you're my rock, a rock I can rely on of peace. It says, I depend on you. I call out to you. And then when we get to times of trouble, we're singing to God, you are my rock. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love, God, is the anchor. My hope is in you alone. And I simply wanted to say this morning that I have found that to be true. I have lived through various storms in my life. I'm going through a difficult period at the moment with a difficult family situation. But God is faithful. God has been faithful and he is faithful. About 2 weeks ago, I was actually in tears over something that one member of the family had done. And I got out my Bible, as I do most mornings, and I read a very obscure passage from Jeremiah. And in this very obscure passage, where I'd just been crying over one of the family members, it says, a voice is heard, mourning and weeping, weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted. This is what the Lord says, restrain your voice from weeping, your eyes from tears, your work will be rewarded. They will return from the land of the enemy. There is hope for your descendants. Your children will return to their own land. And it was the most amazing passage, and it was just right for me when I needed it most. God has been faithful to me. He is faithful. And yes, I have gone through storms and difficulties. And when I came across that passage, it reinforced my faith. God is faithful. He saw my tears. Of all the passages I could have read that morning, that was the one that I turned to. Our final hymn, you may notice, is Great is Your Faithfulness. And that's based on some verses from Lamentations 3, which is a book full of lament and sorrow and suffering. And right in the middle of this book of suffering and lament, it says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So when we sing that hymn at the end, sing out, great is your faithfulness, O God, my Father. Last week, Becca spoke, and a simple message on goodness, and she said to us, God is good, and we all said, all the time, God is good. So today, again, that simple message, God is faithful all the time, God is faithful. In the dark moments, in the difficult times of life, God is there through it all. So if you are going through a storm or if you doubt his faithfulness, tell him. When you come to receive communion later, be quiet and rest on him. God is faithful. He is dependable. He is constantly loving and caring for us. If you'd like to come and see me or Neil, if there's anything you'd like to pray over, I'll happily pray over with you. God is faithful. He does not let you down. As a consequence, secondly, we are called to be faithful, to grow that fruit of faithfulness in our lives. Faithfulness, that fruit of the Spirit, as the Spirit works in us. I read this quote that says, don't focus on trying to get more faith, but focus on using the faith you already have in Christ Jesus. And all these gifts of the Holy Spirit, all these fruit, relate very much to our everyday life. We're called to be faithful people. We're called to be faithful in the really big things of life. To be faithful as we follow God and trust his word and promises. We're called to be faithful in our marriages, in our friendships, in our work. But we're also called to be faithful in really small things. And I want to affirm you this morning that I have seen people, members of this gathering, week by week, doing small acts of faithfulness. There's somebody here who every single week empties out that wooden collection box, takes the money downstairs. There's somebody every week who makes coffee. There's someone here who gives lifts. There's somebody here who takes home a spare order of service to give it to somebody else who's not able to come. I see faithfulness in really small matters here, week by week. You may have wondered why I chose Matthew 25, the parable of the talents, as the reading. And I simply chose it for that one line that the master repeats twice. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. And it's said twice within that parable. The servants have been given different gifts and talents, and they used them faithfully, and they're commended. Well done, good and faithful servant. Those of you who remember Pat Bennett, I took her funeral service, and that was one of the verses that we used there, because Pat had said to me, that verse means a lot to me. I hope God is going to say that to me when I die. She served faithfully, there's that word again, faithfully for years in Bangladesh. But back here, even in her 80s, she was making crafts to sell to raise money for the poor. She was giving lifts to overseas students, probably beyond when she should have been giving lifts to people, but she did. She cooked for people. She was faithful in small things as well as big. So we're called to be faithful in the really big things, in our faith, in our marriages, in our friendships with one another. But we're also called to be faithful in those really small things that we do for one another and for God. Would people describe us as a faithful person? Can people trust what you say? Do you keep appointments? Do you keep your promises? Are you dependable when you say, I'll do something? Are you faithful to obey the laws of the land, like the speed limit? Are you living out what you believe? So in those difficult situations we face that require faithfulness, God is faithful. And we are called to persevere, to be faithful in whatever life throws at us. And when we die, do we want God to say those words to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant"? I know I do. But that faithfulness grows out of the fact God is faithful. Hold on through those storms of life. God is faithful. And can I encourage you to tell other people how faithful God is? People are encouraged when you tell them stories of God's faithfulness. Be faithful in what God has given you. Be faithful in your relationships, in your work, in those tiny jobs you do, both little and big. And may God's Holy Spirit grow that fruit of faithfulness in all of us. Amen. Let's be quiet now and consider the faithfulness of God. And let's also consider, in what areas is he calling us to a greater faithfulness? Let's pray.